Morning, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Friday the 17th of April 2015. I'm just sitting in my kitchen. I'm after demolishing a gorgeous breakfast, sorry. I'll put a picture of the breakfast onto this podcast cover. I had some lovely porridge stirred with honey. We're all out of our own honey, so it had to be shop bought, I'm afraid. And topped with some gorgeous pink tender rhubarb, which is roasted in grapefruit juice. And that was breakfast. I'm here, I've got my pint mug of tea, and that's just to keep me going. And I was just sitting here, and just to give you an example, I know that an awful lot of bloggers, you know, would paint a picture of the beautiful life and the gorgeous life and the perfect life. And those who know me know that I don't. I'm sitting here in my messy kitchen. I have buckets of vegetables put away after doing the shopping. And yes, I have bought vegetables. I don't have enough red again in the allotment quite yet to get my sole vegetable shop from the allotment. It's coming though, very soon. I'd say in the next couple of weeks, we'll swap over from shopping in the supermarket to shopping at the allotment, which I'm really looking forward to. Anyway, it just reminded me of a couple of occasions in the local supermarket recently. I'm not very self-conscious. We have two large mirrors in the house, one on the ground floor and one up the top floor in our bedroom. And honestly, if I look at myself in the mirror once a day, that's like a blue moon thing. I very rarely look at myself in the mirror. I suppose if I'm going out, as in out for a night out or something, I may put on makeup, and in that case, yes, I will take a look in the mirror and I will check that I look okay before I go out. But I'm completely unaware. Well, I am aware, obviously, because I'm talking about it, but it's something that doesn't factor as important in my day-to-day life. It's not important to me how I look. I'm sure possibly it is important to my husband that I look nice, but most of my day is either spent cleaning the house, working in my home office. I have very little day-to-day interaction with people unless I get out. And if I'm down at the allotment, well, there's absolutely no point in me putting decent clothes on, because at the end, I am just going to end up absolutely manky and mucky. Obviously, for the last couple of weeks, we've been doing some heavy building work at the allotment. So we've shifted, I mentioned it in my last podcast, we've shifted over 30 tons between manure and compost bags and stone. So very often, if I have to run into the supermarket or into the local shop for something, I will be head to toe pretty much in muck or in paint, which is what happened twice in the last fortnight. So the first time, I was in a bit of a hurry and I had to get some painkillers. So I ran into the local shop and completely forgot that we had been shifting manure. And probably what I should have done, if I had been thinking about it, was left my boots outside the shop or left my boots out in the car. And I didn't. And I walked into the shop and there was a poor woman following me around the whole supermarket with a sweeping brush sweeping up after me, because I must have been leaving a trail of well-rotted manure. I'm really sorry. And it was only when I got out afterwards I realised, oh God, I just seemed so ignorant. So anyway, one of the things that we've started to do is we have a boot bag in the boot of the car. So at the end of being at the allotment, we swap out our boots and we put on our clean shoes. And it stops us from traipsing muck into the car and into anywhere else that we might go. Stops us from getting muck into the house. And it also means that when we get down to the allotment, we've always got our work boots good to go. So the next time I went to the supermarket, I was very careful. I really didn't want to make that woman's life any worse. And as it happened, she wasn't there. But we had been shifting quite a lot of manure and digging and weeding. And as I said, if I look in a mirror once a day, that's a blue moon thing. And I walked into the supermarket. I had to pick up a couple of things for lunch. And everybody was smiling at me. And I just thought, why is everybody smiling at me? Like, I was wearing a pair of clean runners. I was wearing a pair of manky jeans. Paint covered work coat, because we're doing some painting at the allotment and obviously paint doesn't come off, so I just put on this old coat when I'm going painting. And I was wearing a beanie hat because it was cold that day, so my hair was hidden. I was thinking, why is everybody smiling at me? This was at about 2 o'clock in the middle of the day, So I picked up a couple of bits, went up to the cash register, and the girl gave me a big smile and we had a chat and she was really enthusiastic. And I thought to myself, goodness, Super Value staff have come along leaps and bounds. They must have given them some sort of a customer service chat or something. This is fantastic. And paid for my goods, went off back down to the allotment. We had a spot of lunch and we kept on working. And 7 o'clock that night, I came home and I turned on the shower and went to hop into the shower, turned around and caught a look at myself in the mirror. And I looked like I had been dragged through a bush backwards and my whole nose was covered in muck smuts. I had obviously been working with my gloves because I wear gloves to try and protect my hands down at the allotment. It's very important because when I come back down home and I start cooking, which is the other part of my job, I need to have clean hands that I don't have to scrub too much because the skin can suffer a little bit. But I had obviously rubbed my nose, I must have been itchy or something, with my dirty gloves, and I had covered my nose in a big brown smear of mud. And yeah, so it's no wonder the Super Value people were smiling at me, the mad one with the muck all over her face doing the shopping. Will it start getting me to pay more attention to how I look? Probably before I go into the supermarket, I might just check in the wing mirror that I don't look like a complete holy show. How I look, does it matter? When I'm around friends and family, not really. Everybody knows who I am. You know, I don't feel all that self-conscious. For a family party recently, I put on makeup and I felt completely uncomfortable. And within 3 seconds of getting back in the car to come home, I had it all wiped off. I had the wipes out and I was taking it off. It's just not me. When I worked in an office, I would have worn makeup every single day. I would have worn 15 to 20 products on my face every single day. Nowadays, it's a quick squeeze and a rub on of sunscreen because I'm outdoors so much and that's it. That's all I'm concerned about. So here I am sitting at my kitchen table. I'm wearing my clean runners and I'm wearing my work jeans and a work jumper. I do have nice clothes, I must add. I just don't have any cause to wear them. I mean, who wants to wear a dress down the allotment? Unless it was one of those really, really nice Garden Girls dresses that I spotted on Amazon that are like 80 quid. But even at that, it's just not practical. Jeans and a jumper keeps me warm. Yeah. So there you go. I'm not one who's concerned about the looks. And I'm after going on a whole rambling tale about how I'm not concerned about my looks, but there's an event next week where I'm going to have to dress up and wear makeup, and I'm really looking forward to it. More about that next week. Take care. Bye.